Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we're having again, of course, the resurrection of the Lord. That means it's resurrection for us all. But there is a condition that we can be resurrected into the kingdom of heaven, or we can be resurrected to where goes the demons themselves, and to eternal fire. My beloved, this is our choice. You understand that God loves us. God wants us to go to the kingdom of heaven, but he will not go against our wish. If this is not what we want, he will not force us to go in there. But he is looking for us to show that we want to go into the kingdom of heaven, that we believe that he had come down, or rather that the Lord God has sent his own Son, his only begotten Son, to send down to this earth, and he lived in this earth to show us a way. And to those who believe in him, that he is the Son of God, that he came to redeem us from the terrible situation of being offending God with our sins. And he came and he suffered for us, he died for us, to save us from that eternal punishment. My beloved, he did it because he loved, and he loves us so much. But he gave us a freedom to choose. It's your and my choice whether we go after the Lord or into the kingdom of heaven, whether we follow him, or whether we take the side of his enemy, the enemy that is filled with pride and that decided that he is on his own. He doesn't need God for his salvation, for his life. He thought he can be on his own, and that terrible pride took him away from God. And my beloved, this is what will keep us away from God. God resists the proud. He will not give his blessing or his grace. He will not give his grace to help us to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven if we are proud. So the first thing we have to do, we have to figure out in our heart, do we want this salvation? Do we want to be with God, or do we want to be with his enemy? That's our choice. He gave us that freedom to choose. Now, when we decide that we want to be with God, then we have to show to the Lord that we really mean it. We have to then strive for him. We have to try to find out as much as we can about him. We try to study the scriptures. We must study the scriptures to find out what we can know about him. Because with our own misery brain, we cannot be able to grasp what God is. We need his revelation, which he gives us through his scripture. We must study the scripture. And if we study the scripture and we get to know him a little bit, and then if our heart wants to go after him, we want, and when we see what he had done for us, how he died, how he struggled, how he suffered for us, and our heart, if it goes out to him in love also, to give him back at least one little drop of the love that he has for us, and then we are going to strive to follow him. And then God, seeing our effort, seeing that we really want to, then he will send us his grace through which we can really accomplish those things. Now today, my beloved, we heard the epistle, and they're talking about the oneness of mind, they're talking about the fellowship, they're talking about how we have to love one another. It's only to fulfill God's commandment. He gave us only one commandment, and that commandment is in two sections. In that commandment is to love God with all our heart and mind and soul and might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. My little ones, but do we love ourselves, or do we love only our body? Do we love ourselves as going to be for eternity, which is the soul? Or do we love our body, which is going to have to be placed into the earth, and is going to have to be eaten up, and is going to be left, or the only thing is going to be left over, and then that's going to be our bones. And out of these bones, when the second coming will come, then the Lord will resurrect us, and we will have new bodies which is going to be in the likeness of him, of the Lord himself. And then, of course, we are going to have to face, and our conscience will show whether we were able to love God or not while we lived here on earth. Because then it's going to be too late. We have to do that now. The Lord wants us to make the choice while we're here living. Now, If you lived all your life and you didn't care about God and you didn't love Him in return for what He had done for you, that He gave His life for you, and if you didn't care about it, maybe now you start to caring about it. Maybe at the end of your life you still can do it, as the robber did on the cross. He was able to accept the Lord and love Him in return. He was able to receive the kingdom of heaven, because God, that's all God wants. God doesn't want anybody to be damned. He wants everybody to be saved. This is what you must understand, that God wants everybody to be saved. But the only thing, He will not force it upon us, because He doesn't want to have slaves. He wants sonship. He wants us to be like His children that love His Father. And that's how He wants us to be. And He doesn't want to force us into slavery, because our God is God of love, and love has to be free. My beloved, He loves us so much, again, that He sent His only begotten Son. It hurt Him so much seeing how He was suffering, and He had accepted that. He went according to the will of His Father, and He agreed to do the same thing for our salvation. Just think about it. Just put it in your heart. The sacrifice that the Lord had done for us, we being nothing but His creation, He comes down, takes a semblance of us, and starts to live here not in the luxury as the king of all kings, but as a poor person. And there was no place even for Him to be born in a regular place. He had to be born in a cave and put in a manger where they feed the animals from, because there was no place for Him. And He was persecuted from the beginning. The king of this in this world wanted to kill Him immediately. He had to flee the country. And He went through all kinds of persecution, all kinds of misunderstandings. They never understood Him, His own people. He came for His own people to save them first, but they didn't accept Him, and they crucified Him. They crucified Him, and He went, He knew that it's going to happen, and He went out on that voluntarily to save you and me. That's why He did it, is to save us, my beloved. Oh, He wants us to love Him in return. And if you say, well, it's difficult to follow Him and take up a cross that the Lord sends us and not to grumble and to accept whatever He sends us, it is difficult. It's impossible without God's grace. That's why you and me have to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves to God, who give us then His grace, that supernatural power through which we can accomplish those things that are impossible to accomplish without His grace. My beloved, let's go after our Lord. Let's show that we really want to be with Him. And let's humble ourselves. Let's take the abuse from our wife and husband and children and parents and grandparents, whoever it may be, your neighbors, your government, whoever it may be. Let's take everything in stride and take it as though that God, if God allowed it to happen, it means it's going to be doing me good. And I will accept it with gratitude towards my Lord. I will accept the cross. I will not deny my cross, and I will not grumble after receiving that sickness or the sorrow or the whatever may befall me, because nothing can take away my love from my Lord, and not the vanity of this world, not the riches of this world, nothing of this world. Nobody can take me away from my Lord. That's the way you and I have to think. When we think that way and God sees that we're sincere, He will surely give us His grace through which He can guide us and bring us easily into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.